Hey guys, so welcome back to the pod. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about body dysmorphia and how it is connected with social media from that perspective. Because I think overall body dysmorphia is a thing, not because of social media, I think because of various reasons. We're going to get into that. But before that, let's talk a little bit update, little news, little things that's going on with me, with where I'm living right now. It's actually not a funny matter, but I'm just really trying to keep it like lighthearted because I just don't want to take it seriously. So if you guys don't know, some of you guys don't know maybe, but most of you guys probably know. I live in New York City, so recently there was a shooting in a subway in Brooklyn, I think Sunset Park. So this is pretty bad, like really bad, because honestly, I have to be honest, I have been like living in New York City for, I don't know, 5 years now, 5-6 years, I don't know, it's been a while. So I have never like felt unsafe like this in my life, very honestly. I think there has been occasions that I remember that I have been into, you know, certain areas in New York City, you know, just the type places that I have lived at. Like, nobody probably knows about this, but like I did live in a bunch of places around New York City. Like, I was in Bronx at one point when I first came back from college. I was in some part of Brooklyn. I was in Upper West Side. Not even it was Upper West Side. It was like Morningside Heights. I was in the east side of, I don't know, like the Lower East Side. Like, I was in so many parts of New York City. I think I've also been in Brooklyn as well, Coney Island. So I have had my fair share of living in New York City, but I just never in one of those occasions that I felt it was unsafe. I mean, there were some neighborhoods that like I lived at, it was like kind of, I guess I was in the demographic there. That's what I would say in a nice way. Like, it was nothing unsafe about it. It was just more like I knew that there would be, you know, it was other things going on in the area. That's what I could say. But it was never unsafe. Not once I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get shot or something is going to happen. But I have to be honest, for the past 2 years, ever since the pandemic started, things have been, what is like the best way for me to put this into like words? It has been very unstable. I'm pretty sure this is very similar for most cities, to be honest. Like, I know people also say the same things about like LA or other major cities, like even San Francisco. So, but I just feel like New York has been, it was not like this. It was different. Like, not to shade LA or San Francisco, they have always been not great. Like, there are parts of San Francisco that's like still shady, and it's like some downtown parts of San Francisco. It's just like Union Square or whatever the part there, you know, like the more touristy area or like the shopping mall, everything. It has been, it's very sketchy, and you know this. And it has like, I feel like, to be honest, it has been like this even before the pandemic, so nothing has changed. And same as LA, yeah, there are parts of LA that's like really nice, but there are parts of LA that has been really sketchy. Like downtown LA, doesn't matter how many luxury apartment buildings that they're putting up there, it's still sketchy to get outside at certain time or most of the time. New York City, however, it was different. It has been safe for the most part. I don't think I have ever heard anyone from, like, to me saying that, like, oh, I don't feel safe living here. I don't feel that. Like, I think this has changed over the past 2 years now since the pandemic. Like, one of my friends, actually, she was living in Upper East Side. This is more close like 96th Street and stuff. So this is almost passing Upper East Side, like coming to like East Harlem. She was telling me that like how she didn't feel safe because it was a really nice apartment. I have visited them a couple times actually, but she was telling me that like how she doesn't feel safe anymore because every time she would go outside, she's like afraid that she might get shot or something would happen because there was always something bad going on near the subway, in front of the subway. Like when she was, that's why she was not trying to take subway. She would take like bus and stuff. I mean, that was already pretty bad. Like, I felt, and then actually they just moved out to Jersey City. But now there have been, like, other occasions. Like, now is this, you know, subway shooting. Like, it's, that's pretty bad. Because one thing to think about is, like, there are some cities, you know, obviously, like, subway or public transportation is not a big thing because, you know, most people rely on cars. Like, if this were to happen, I don't know, in LA or I don't know if it would happen, maybe in San Francisco or Florida, I feel like it would not been as big deal. I feel like it's still a big deal, to be honest, you know, because people are injured or dead. But overall, it just wouldn't be as big deal because people still rely more on the cars. But in New York City, it's different because literally almost 99% of people, to be honest, they use the subway. Yes, there are people who use Uber, who have cars and everything, but there's still a majority of people who use the subway because New York City is like, it's not the best, I have 100% assure you that, but it's the most extensive subway system in New York City, I mean New York City in the US, so it's the closest thing we can have to like a nice subway that's close to Europe, you know, like because in Europe the subway is so extensive, that's like the closest thing we can have, and that's New York City. So that's very bad because there are a lot of people who are relying on their transportation to use the subway every day, especially in Brooklyn, because I'm being honest, maybe this sounds like, I don't know, make me feel like I am so spoiled, but like commuting from Brooklyn to Manhattan, it's a lot. Unless you are like only one stop away from Brooklyn, that's a lot. Like, I'm just telling you, like, there are times that it could take you 40 minutes, 45 minutes sometimes, or even an hour if you're coming from Brooklyn, because it literally stops at every stop. So I'm just saying a lot of people are dependent on it. And imagine now that, like, you're thinking that, like, oh, not even just the transportation itself, but, like, transportation not being reliable is one thing. But other thing is, like, you might be unsafe, like, it might be unsafe for you to use the subway. That is very scary, guys. Like, I know a lot of people could be like, oh, you know, I could just use the sub. I mean, I could just use the Uber or whatever. But there are a lot of people who cannot afford to do that. I mean, I'm so grateful that, like, you know, I don't commute all the time. Like, I maybe take subway once a month. I mean, once a week. So it's, like, not a big deal for me at the moment. But I know there are many people, they use the subway every single day to get to work and stuff, or they're coming from very far places. Because imagine, unless you're in Manhattan, right, taking a subway to work or stuff, maybe it will take $10 or something. That's not super big deal, right? Like $10-$15. But if there are people coming from Queens or Brooklyn, that will be probably triple, I don't know, fourth the price. Like it would be like $30-$40. Like that's not cheap. So I'm just saying, like that's a lot of money to spend on just commute. Imagine you're doing both ways. That's like $50 to $80. That's a lot of money to spend just one day for people just for transportation. So it's a lot when you think about it. And when you're not like, when you know that it's unsafe, it's like you don't have a choice. What else you're gonna do, you know? Like, so it's very hard. And nowadays, it's also because, like, there has been many occasions. It's not just this. It's like first this one happening. Then there was the other occasion with the subway. People, like, someone being pushed in front of the subway. This is Asian woman. And there have been other occasions. This has been happening so much in the past year that, like, subway being stopped because someone jumped in front of the train. I don't know. There's, like, so much going on. It's very crazy world we are living in. And I don't know. I just, this past, I don't know, this 6 years that I have been in here, I never heard anyone saying that I feel unsafe using the subway or I feel unsafe in New York City. I never felt anyone saying that. I mean, maybe they said occasion, but they never said it like in a way like this. I literally today on my TikTok, like FYP, I literally saw Bethany Frankel, you know, the girl, the woman from Housewives of New York. She was just saying that, like, I don't feel safe and like I don't want my daughter to go anywhere. That's why she lives in Connecticut. And there's another girl she was just telling about, like, you know, I am like not like a picky person, like, you know, I use the subway all the time, but like, what do you guys think? Like, do you guys feel safe or whatever? And like, literally all the comments I was just looking at, they're like, no, I don't feel safe. I have been here for 12 years. I was born here and I have been here my like whole life. I don't feel safe right now. So that's very crazy, guys. Like, to think about like this biggest, like, I mean, I don't know, most populated city in the US, and like it's turning into something like this. It is pretty crazy. I mean, people are just keep comparing that, oh, all the major cities are like this, but I feel like this is very, very big for New York City, and it's very bad for New York City, to be honest. It's like a lot of people come here for work, commute, modeling, fashion. It's big. So imagine if you don't feel safe, and like there is at least going to be, I don't know, a couple times that you will end up using the subway. So imagine that, thinking about like this is happening, and you are like, oh, I can't use the subway, like that's not safe. Like, imagine having that kind of reputation in the subway. And I just think this needs to be addressed more and protected more, because I don't want to blame New York's like the police for this, because, you know, I don't know what's going on. But I have to be honest, there have been many occasions that literally I have seen police outside the subway, or like, you know, in the entrance of the subway, right? People just jumping over the turnstile, going under it, the cops doing nothing, literally nothing. I mean, I'm just saying, like, they are making this happen. There are many sketchy people just go through the subway and no one is doing anything. They're like, oh, the camera wasn't working, or like it was fogged up or whatever. To be honest, I don't even know if there were cameras, to be honest. I'm being serious, because like everything is so old in this subway system, and they keep fixing it. They try to keep fixing it, or they try to. I personally would feel like they should just burn the whole thing to the ground and start new, start fresh, because that's how bad everything is, to be honest. But that's just even another story. Anyways, yeah, that's the little update. Personally, I feel okay, and I'm so glad that like I'm also like living town for a couple of days, so that will be nice to get away from this. But overall, it's crazy to hear this, and I just really hope things don't escalate, and it just, hopefully this is like the one time thing that happened, and things hopefully get back to normal. Because I don't know, I don't want us to be every single day be like, oh, I don't feel safe here, I don't feel safe here. It's like, what kind of world are we living in, right? Like, I don't think anyone would wish that. I literally feel like this pandemic passing through, everything in our life feels like this simulation. After, like, you know, when you've seen those, like, Purge movies, and, like, when the catastrophe ended and the cities are, like, trashed, and, like, everything is, crime rate is high, and like unemployment is high, everything. And I feel like that's what's becoming too. Literally, I saw it the other day, like how much the crime has increased, and that's just, I don't know, scary. Very, very scary, crime, burglary. So be on the watch out. I'm not trying to like make anyone paranoid, but these were just some of my feelings about the current situation. I just thought I could put in here for my fellow New Yorkers, or people who are planning to visit. Honestly, there have been like a couple friends of mine, actually, they were asking me like, oh, should I visit or whatever. I was like, to be honest, I wouldn't. Like, would not recommend at this point right now. Like, I would be like, maybe wait a couple months, or wait until the end of the year, or just honestly come next year. What's the rush, right? I feel like New York City is still recovering, and things are not looking so hot right now. All right, so that is the update. That's how I'm feeling. And now let's get on to today's episode. Okay, so first thing we start is like, what is body dysmorphia? Body dysmorphia is essentially like you not liking your body the way it is. I think biggest thing with this is that like, I think there's so many people out there that like they look at their body, although they would be fit, or they would be average, or they would be just normal, honestly. But looking at themselves in the mirror, and they'd be like, oh my God, I hate myself. I hate my body. I hate the way it looks. I hate that I have this fat in here. I hate that there's this thing popping out. Like, I just don't like it. I think that's one thing. But then this gets escalated more through social media. Because what happens is, like, this is just my experience, honestly. Don't quote me on this, because I'm not trying to say, like, oh my god, everyone has the body dysmorphia, whoever. But, like, I'm just trying to say from my experience. I think I have always been conscious about my body. That's just one thing. Ever since I was in school, ever since I was in college, like, I was always experienced that. But my concern was always this. This is, again, different, I guess, concern for some people. I have always been skinny. My whole fucking life, I have been skinny. That's just my life motto, pretty much. So, because when I was in high school, honestly, I was so busy with, like, classes and everything, and I never really had so much time for, like, physical activities until, like, my senior year, because I got into college in my junior year. Then I accepted my offer for the next year, following year. So I essentially had 1 year to just focus on myself, keep my grades up, but I didn't have to take SAT or anything like that because I already had to accept the college, which was a good assuring thing, but that also gave me opportunity to focus on myself. But what happened was, before that, I didn't focus on my physical health as much. I mean, yeah, I wasn't, like, unhealthy, but I wasn't, like, fit in my term. I was fit, like, skinny, but I wasn't muscular. I didn't have any muscle or anything like that. People would always make fun of me, and that contributed a lot to my body dysmorphia. It made me feel horrible about myself pretty much all the time. I feel like there was a part of me that I feel like there was a part of me that was definitely suffering anyways. Like, I feel like I always had that low self-esteem. Even today, I mean, to this day, honestly, I'm not 100% there. I'm being 100% honest. I'm not. I wish I was, but I'm not. I feel like my self-esteem, I have good days and I have bad days. It's never 100%, but maybe some days I feel okay about myself. And some days I just feel horrible about myself. I don't feel good. And I think my body dysmorphia contributes to that quite a bit. But because of the things I have got through, like, I don't know, other parties, like, you know, from my classmates and everything, so that affected the way that I thought about my body. But that's why I tried to, you know, work on it and everything. But to be honest, I'm being serious. Like, in high school, I didn't pay attention so much about it. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna study and, like, I'm gonna do this. I feel like physical, like, taking care of my physical health or my body wasn't, not physical health, my body wasn't, like, big priority for me, to be honest. I feel like my education was big priority for me. But I think that changed a bit more when I got into college and, like, I was in the swim team, and that was changing for me. But things were still different because I was still skinny. Yeah, I had abs and stuff, but that was just not enough in my term because I was still skinny. And one thing to know about, like, what is it? Swimming is that, like, it's a great exercise overall, but you burn a lot of calories. Like, probably even, like, half hour swimming, you're burning a lot. Depending on, I guess, how many laps you do, but you still burn a lot of calories. So it was very hard for me to gain weight. And in order for you to gain weight, you need to be eating a lot. So it was very hard for me to just, like, eat a lot or eat healthy. I feel like even beside eating healthy, it was just, like, hard for me to eat a lot. So I was still skinny. I didn't have the big guns. I didn't have, I don't know, like, the weight I wanted. Fast forward to now, like, I think things are changing a little bit for me, but still not there yet. I think I got a little more muscular, I guess, with my arms. Not big guns, but getting there. My abs are, like, fading-ish because I think it's so hard to gain weight or, like, add muscle while also have abs. It's very difficult. You cannot be, like, shredding or, like, cutting and at the same time gaining muscle. It's very, it just does not work. I have done a research on that. So what is happening, though, is, like, I feel like I was content for a while, But I think at certain point, like, this is where the social media is coming along. It's like, I'm not, like, some days I'm not content anymore. Like, most of the time I'm trying to be, but then comments come in, and, like, that's why I sometimes not even try to show my body. They're like, ah, you gained weight or whatever. It's like, like it doesn't help. It really doesn't. I think it's just because, like, we generally care so much about what people think of us. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what people say. They're like, oh, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. I feel like deep down we do. Maybe not to any same extent, but we still do. Maybe I care more about people think of me than you, but you still do too. So that's one thing. So I feel like that's why we sometimes try our best to look the best. And what's happening is, like, I feel like because of social media, is like, especially people in this fitness industry, right? They are always trying to, I mean, some of them are creating a very, very good content. I have to be honest, some, not a lot. But most is like, they're trying to use this, like, unique exercises, cool exercises and stuff, right? It looks cool on social media, but none of them actually, some of them are, like, not even helping that exercise or that muscle group that they're targeting, honestly. It's very fake. Like, it doesn't even work. That's why I'm being 100% honest. I have had a personal trainer or some people that I have asked, and they were like, that's the bullshit exercise. Do this instead. Like, I mean, yeah, it looks cool on social media. That's the thing about social media. It's like, when something doesn't look cool, like, why would you post about it? Because it's so basic. Then people are like, oh, ew, what is that? But I feel like overall, it's just like fitness industry or fitness content is always meant to be motivational or somewhat inspirational or helpful tips for you that's been provided. It's never meant for you to feel bad about yourself by comparing yourself or just looking at them, be like, oh my god, why I don't look like that, why, like, my body's not like that. And things are so different these days, is also because, like, 9 out of 10, there was, like, a dark side of social media that people were exposing, especially fitness industry, is that, like, 9 out of 10, that these people who look so jacked up, they're not even, like, themselves, to be honest. And I am saying this in a way that, because, like, some of them are using steroids, some of them are on, I don't know, some other stuff. Some of them are, I don't know, like, barely eating anything. Not barely eating anything, but, like, they have this, like, very strict routine that they are not enjoying what they eat. And some of them are simply just, like, using filters and other things to make themselves look better. And I agree that this was certain extent, because I think at one point, like, it's just the way that social media works is, like, especially Instagram is like, they promote the most perfect people, their bodies and everything, so it can get more engagement. I think things are definitely changing now because of TikTok, but I have to be honest, I mean, still on TikTok, like, some people got so famous just because they had jacked, they had, like, this really shredded abs, or they had a really nice body. I'm just saying, like, nothing really changed. Platform might change, but people's perspective about things haven't changed. It's just still the same. So when you look at it and you're just seeing it, it's like, oh, like, people still value so much about how people's body look or how they look. I mean, I guess now dad bods are still a thing for some people, but I don't know. That's just my perspective. But anyways, yeah, it's like, it's very toxic to think about, like, because you always look at yourself and you're looking at them. You're like, I mean, yeah, you say you don't compare, but, like, we are social human beings, and, like, we do compare. I feel like overall, I have to be honest, comparing is not healthy, but to a certain extent, I feel like that's going to happen regardless. Sometimes I feel like you want to compare, or not even like you're trying to compare, you're almost doing it as, like, that's my goal scenario and how can I make that happen. I think only time, this because like the way you have to make this healthy is that like you don't become so obsessed with it and understand that there's going to be limitations. I think that's where things become, I don't know, like not healthy some days, is because like you keep thinking like, oh, you can look like this person, then in reality that person doesn't even look like that. And I don't say this in a bad way, it's just because like angles are a big thing on social media. No one wants to show their bad side, you know, like if they have this there's something popping up on the side, these love handles or whatever, no one wants to see that, right? I mean, it's a different story. And again, I feel like it's a different story for some people. But when you do, when you show certain things, especially when it comes to fitness, they're like, no, no one wants to see that. They want to see the best angles. Hence, you're only going to show your angles in a certain way that makes you look most fit or the best way possible. That's just the way things are. So that's why like it's very hard to compare yourself to that, because you're almost comparing yourself to their most perfect version of themselves, but they might not even look like that 90% of the time. It's like the same thing is like when you see these like actors, you know, some guys on in the movies, like on Spider-Man and like the many other movies, you know, like you see them so jacked and like so fit in the movie, but like that movie was probably shot like, I don't know, a year ago or 2 years ago, right? And they probably went through very strict training just for the movie so they can look just like that. But like 24/7, like in their life, like 365, they're not gonna look like that. They don't look like that. There's times that I have seen like Channing Tatum, right? Like he also just had a new movie. He looked very fit in the new movie, like The Lost City. But I have seen so many paparazzi pictures of him that like, not like he looked bad, I have to be honest, he didn't look bad, but he just didn't look like that. He just looked like he had some weight and stuff, but it didn't look like he was bad. Just like there were some angles that like I didn't see abs, or maybe I saw some, but like there's some of them there weren't even any abs. And that is normal. I feel like we're just not normalizing that, and that's why it's becoming so toxic that like people are like, oh, I want to get on gear, I want to look like that, I'm going to try my best. And it's very hard because physically sometimes it's so hard to get to that level because everyone has some sort of restriction and some genetics. This is very true for a certain extent, is that like some people, they can gain weight very easily, or some people cannot gain weight easily. Some people can do so much, they can try, but they just don't get as much muscle in that certain area unless they do more. That's what I'm saying. It's very difficult to compare yourself to someone else because like genetics play a big role in in fitness industry, like, or just in being your physical look. Is like, I think you cannot just say that like, oh, like I can look like that. It's like, I think you cannot also like stop yourself that like, oh, I cannot look like that. I feel like you just have to be a bit realistic, but also have some goals. That's what I try to tell myself these days, is that like, yeah, like I want to work on my body to a certain extent, but I want to be best version of myself. That's why I try to compare myself to myself from my pictures so I can be better, instead of comparing myself to people, because I know like we have to be realistic. It's like, you know, you can't be same, like, because if you're white, right? I'm not trying to make this a race thing, but it's just the genetics. This plays a big, big role. If you're a white person and you are trying to get like, I don't know, like hamstring muscles, right? I don't know, it's hard. Like, it is hard. There are some people, they're blessed with it. But as a white person, like, most of the time, your hamstrings are not going to be huge. Unless you do it so hard and, like, you, I don't know, train it all the time. I don't know. There's, like, there's no big secret to it. You have to be working hard on it. Versus, I don't know, like, for some people who are Asian or, like, Asian mixed race, they have naturally nice hamstrings. Like, that's just how they look. And that's not to say it's like a bad thing. I'm just saying like that's just naturally how it works. Or versus other things is like some people genetically have nice abs and like they don't have to, they can eat whatever they want, but they will still stay skinny. Or versus some people, they just have more like fitted look. It's like it's very different for everyone. So that's why you have to, you cannot compare yourself to like to this person who's like that. It's like you have to think about what goal you want. It's like think of it like a general goal. It's like, oh, do I want a bigger chest or do I want more muscular arms or do I want abs? Is that like think, make it like a goal for yourself and be realistic about it. And obviously there's much more to talk about this because like I think I'm not an expert, but from my research I have done is that like there is a big aspect to it is like especially with guys is that like I mean girls do this too, so like there's bulking, there is cutting, right? With bulking is like you are gaining weight and it's very difficult phase. The bulking is because like when you're bulking, there are going to be occasions that you might look fat because you are bulking. Doesn't matter if you're healthy bulking or not. I mean, unhealthy bulking would be worse, but healthy bulking is like you might be looking fat in some occasions because you are bulking as much as you can because you want to add weight and you want to add muscle because that's how you can add muscle. Versus when you're in a cutting stage is that like you would be cutting and you might your figure might look more slender. But that's going to also suffer from your muscle because in the cutting season, you might not be able to do more weights in the gym. This has been also happening to me lately because I have been trying to a little bit cut and I haven't been able to hit the same weights that I was hitting like a couple months ago. So that's what I'm saying. Like there's always a big journey that's going with it. But what I'm trying to understand is like myself, at least this is like, this is an example that I actually give myself is that like, I'm doing my best, you know, I'm working on it and I cannot compare myself to what I see on social media. I can only do better, work on myself, do better. And as long as my body fat percentage is under 20% for guys, I guess for girls is slightly different, but like mine is, I think, I don't know, like 12 or 11. So that seems healthy to me. So, or like at least if I look like I am working out, so that's like the good inspiration for me. I mean, things change every day. That's why I have to be honest. Some days like I'm like, oh my God, I like this. Some days I'm like, I don't like this. I feel like there's, compromises you have to make, and that's where I'm just saying like you can't take someone else's social media post and be like, oh, they look just so great, why I don't look like that? Because like, you know, you don't know what they're taking, what they're doing to make it look like that, so you don't know the story behind it. You have to understand that like you are you and they're them, so you have to kind of make a separation with it. That was the episode for today. I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, and I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye guys.